From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Renters in Utah will be able to defer rent payments and be protected from evictions until May 15th. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports on the executive order from Governor Gary Herbert announced today.
The move comes as many Utahns are facing layoffs and businesses have closed after the state has implemented social distancing measures to slow the spread of coronavirus. Herbert says federal aid, including $1,200 stimulus checks and state unemployment benefits, could take weeks to arrive.
By the way, this does not get rid of the obligation, but it creates some time and space for other measures to come into place. Again, this will help us buy some time.
COVID-19 cases in Utah continue to rise as the state has now seen 1,012 confirmed resident and visitor cases and 7 deaths. 2 people died yesterday in Salt Lake County. They were both over 60 years old. The state epidemiologist says Utah appears to be slowing the growth rate over the past few days, but that needs to continue for 2 weeks for public health officials to be sure social distancing is working. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons says it's not letting inmates out of their cells for 2 weeks to slow the spread of COVID-19. KUER's John Reed looks at how Utah prisons are responding to the pandemic.
Utah has no federal prisons, so the announcement won't affect facilities here, which so far haven't reported any confirmed cases of COVID-19. But Brittany Webb with the Utah Prisoner Advocate Network says it's still a big concern because if one person does get sick, the virus will spread.
These facilities are not built for a pandemic. They're not built for this type of emergency. So there really isn't space to keep people 6 feet apart.
In Salt Lake County, Sheriff Rosie Rivera says they take the temperature of everyone coming in and have ramped up cleaning efforts. And she says despite reports that a prisoner recently tested positive for the coronavirus after leaving jail, her office doesn't know how he got it. And they've since isolated everyone he came into contact with.
I could tell you no now, and by the end of the day, there may be one. I don't know, because we are still booking people into the facility, but we're taking every precaution that we can.
Rivera says 6 prisoners have been tested so far out of 1,400. All have come back negative except for one, whose test is still pending. John Reed, KUER News.
As hospitals continue to fill up with COVID-19 patients, one major healthcare system in our region may need to change the workloads of some of its medical staff. The Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports.
Intermountain Healthcare is based in Utah, but has clinics, physicians, hospitals, and telehealth services across the Mountain West. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, the company sent a letter to staff last week saying it's cutting pay for physicians, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants in the coming months. In a statement, the company says Intermountain is doing everything possible to keep employees working during these unusual and difficult times, including moving employees to areas of need. In a video released last week, the company's Dr. Mark Breesacker explained their plans.
Our priority is to help you continue to work and have a stable income. We're doing that through temporary measures for redeployment and compensation. This will help us meet the needs of our patients as well as reduce uncertainty for you and your families.
According to the company's statement, medical staff who can't be redeployed will still be paid for 4 weeks. After that, they can use accrued paid time off, benefits won't be affected, and there have been no reductions in pay to date. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
A referendum on the Olympia Hills proposal will move forward with signature gathering. Olympia Hills is a proposed development in southwest Salt Lake County that would add apartments, houses, and retail space. But opponents say it will create traffic problems and overwhelm local infrastructure. Salt Lake County approved the effort by the group Utah for Responsible Growth to get a referendum on the project on November's ballot. The group will have 45 days to gather signatures of at least 16% of Salt Lake County's active voters. Because of social distancing guidelines, the group will gather signatures electronically. Up to 11,000 miles of fuel breaks will be constructed to combat wildfires in Utah and the Great Basin. The U.S. Department of Interior announced the plan today to fund the project, which will cover more than 200 acres. The fuel breaks are supposed to help contain the fires by creating gaps to minimize destruction and giving firefighters more access to fight the flames. Last year, officials with Utah's Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands said it was a mild fire season. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.